You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have a very special guest. It's via Zoom, but this is Dawn Lyons, the BNI Executive Director for the San Francisco Bay Area, and also the co-founder of Ascentive. Dawn, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to have you. Dawn and I have gotten to build a relationship over time at BNI conferences. Obviously, we're a little far apart geographically there. And one thing I got to plug for you, Dawn, she did a presentation on visions, and I never had obsessions or even cared about them until I saw that presentation. I was like, oh, now I get it. Now it makes sense. So alone, you do some fantastic things. But today specifically, the topic that you shared on your Facebook page, kind of a little video blog, if you will, was talking about using testimonials in a weekly presentation setting. And I thought, what a great topic, because not that members struggle with the weekly presentations and the testimonials, but they can be done more effectively, I feel. And just the way that you presented it, I felt that's using every second to the T. So to get us started, we need to talk about generating referrals first. So go ahead and take it from here and kind of talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So the cool thing about referrals is that we really are in a situation where we're in sales mode. But the best part is we're not selling for ourselves. We're actually trying to sell someone else to the prospect that needs that product or service. And so the key with that is we do have to understand or realize that when we're in our own business, we already have testimonials. So if somebody comes up with that time objection, the money objection, you know, the think it over one, right? Mm-hmm. If we hear that from a prospect, we know what to say about our business. So in trying to find a referral for someone else, do you have a testimonial for that person, that member that you want to generate a referral for, so that if the time or the money objection comes up, you're prepared? And so we talk a lot about training our members, right? If we train our members as if they were a salesperson for us, they have more confidence. They have more inspiration. It's going to be easier to find a referral. And when things are easier, people want to do it more often. And so that's really what we're looking for.
Well, and I'll even take that one step further. There's another reason to have that one-to-one with somebody you've had 10 one-to-ones with. Let's just meet and focus specifically on this conversation. That's going to prepare you more when you're in that field. So I love that. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now you have that information. Now tell us how we can use that for that testimonial or even that weekly presentation opportunity.
Yeah, so one of the templates that we've given to our members about their weekly presentation is training your members, right, how to listen for you, how to be proactive on your behalf. And so one of the things when they're teaching other people about their business is we got to know about the products and services as well. So we do have to understand a little bit about your industry and your services. We may not need to know every darn thing about it, but we have to have enough confidence in order to understand those services. So with any service, you're going to have current people, current clients that have used that service and gotten an amazing result. So what is that testimonial? So the best way that we describe it is we call it the before, during, and after testimonial. And how it works is, and our members collect these from their clients, and they just say, hey, Mr. Client, before you got started working with me, what was your number one frustration, struggle, concern, or issue? Right? And they get that one thing. All right, what was the one thing you feel we did the best, or that really helped you, or that you learned? Right? And they gather that information. And then what would you say are your results today because of that? So before I got started, what did I learn, right? The during part, and then what was the result afterwards, the after part. And when we do it that way, it's so easy to put into our weekly presentation. Folks, this week, I want to break down my business to this one product or service, and it is X. So I tell them a little bit about that, And then I go right into, and one testimonial that I can give you for that product is, before Joey got started working with me, he was dealing with X, right? He learned Y, and today, because of that, he is doing Z. If you can remember that, then that's an easy, easy way for you to kind of overcome an objection in advance. And actually, my husband has a great little saying about testimonials. So you know how you go to the doctor and you get a vaccination so you don't get sick, right? So testimonials are the vaccination for an objection, right? So you give it to people ahead of time. Hey, you know, I'm not sure if you have the time for this, but what I learned was by using this product or service, his client Joey was able to save this much time. So now he's spending time with his two daughters at night.
And it's even a more organized testimonial to help you with those objections, because you can have somebody say something great about you, and that's not going to translate to every member to say, oh, wow, that's something good I can use when I'm in that referral situation. I love your form. One, it's easy. And I think we even said when we were playing this, the easier something is, the more people are going to do it. It makes so much sense. It tells a story, a short story, that has the exact terminology you need when you're dealing, like you said, with those objections, or in the weekly presentation, the educating side to our members so that they can walk away with it. I would almost say I would remember this better than most of those weekly presentations I hear because of the storytelling side to it.
Exactly, exactly. And when we remember it, then we're promoting that person's business even better, because we're telling a success story about a client versus just saying, oh, please go see Joey. I love him. He's a great guy.
Right.
Like, it's not quite enough. You can actually tell a live story about a client that they helped.
That's excellent. All right, John. So any final thoughts on this? Like any successes, or, you know, have you had members run with this and really blow your mind?
Well, I think the big part of it, and you said it, was I believe that we want to generate referrals. I really do. Like, I think it's inherent in people that have that giver's gain philosophy. And how skilled are we for each member? And that to me is the big key. So maybe I love Mary, but I just haven't been able to give her a referral. I need to take a look at what I need from Mary. What does Mary need to teach me so that I feel better, I feel more confident? And I do believe that sharing these testimonials during your one-to-ones, just like you said, I think it's a great approach to getting people more confident about talking about us more often. And so I just really want to encourage people to have kind of deeper one-to-ones that are truly effective around training me. Because again, if my confidence is up and I can talk about your industry and I know your products and services and I know some stats and I know some testimonials, that makes me feel great. When I am talking to that prospect, they know I know what I'm talking about, and I'm not just telling them that you're such a nice guy.
Right.
Right? It just doesn't go very far.
Well, and this is a huge opportunity. We're talking a lot about context fears lately, but especially in our areas with member extravaganza and everything. I kind of just thought of this. This is how you can get more referrals for people outside of your context sphere, because it's enough education, but more the verbiage, or sometimes they'll even say, you know, the ammunition you need to get that referral over to that member then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I can offer one more thing.
Of course.
Imagine a visitor's day where you could, because people were trained how to do a powerful B&I testimonial. What if you had 10 members up there and they all sounded pretty much the same, starting off with, before I got started with B&I, I was not receiving the quality of referrals. What I learned was I needed to train my referral sources better. And because of B&I, today I'm generating 83% of my business through B&I.
Nice.
And then just one right after the other, because literally that was, I don't know, 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you could get so many more testimonials up in front of the room if they had a powerful structure, just like the before, during, and after structure, because it's succinct. And it's strong. Mm-hmm. And people and everybody could have a different thing. Before getting started with B&I, I was scared to death of public speaking. I didn't want to talk about my business. And what BNI offered me was the practice, like the weekly commitment to sharing my business. And today I love speaking. You know, like just all of those different ones that we know BNI has so many little pieces that people are so proud of to stay in BNI and to be in BNI. Mm-hmm. And I think if we could get more members trained in this format, the visitor day processes could be amazing because we could have so many more quality, powerful testimonials.
I do have to ask, is that your true BNI story? Were you not a fan of public speaking or talking about your business?
Oh, no, that's not me.
Okay, I was like, you're such a good speaker and you love your business. I can't, okay, that makes more sense.
No. And actually, before I get started in BNC, before I get started in BNI, when I was 18, I started doing presentations and would literally break out in the big bright red like blotches all over. Really? I was scared to death. But that was when I was 18. I didn't get started in BNI till much later. So
oh, that's fantastic. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dawn. And for our listeners, this is a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Dawn, thank you so much for your time today.
Very welcome.
And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.